We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WTIC, as you may recall from before I went on vacation, I'm trying to connect with people who are in and of the city to get their perspective on everything that's going on right now, because I think that's our obligation to understand fully from all perspectives we can find what is going on and how it's perceived by different groups. Joining us now is Bishop John Selders. He's been here before, and we're happy to have him here again. He works at Trinity College, where he is the Assistant Dean of Students. He's a minister at the United Church of Christ and one of the founders of Moral Monday CT. Bishop Selders, nice to have you back.
Glad to be back, Todd. Thank you.
I enjoy our conversations because you're direct and you're honest, and you're, as I said, you've got a different perspective. So I'm very concerned as I look at the adamance and extreme feelings being expressed politically on the part of those on the extreme left right now. I think that's where I have to put them, tearing down statues and pursuing a kind of cancel culture mentality against anybody who says the wrong word or supports somebody who's not favored by the left right now. And I wanted to get your perspective on this.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts? Do you share my feelings? Do you have opposite ones or something in between?
Yeah, so I probably would have opposite feelings. I don't think necessarily what I've heard has been necessarily extreme. What I would say is that there is a sense and feeling right now that these symbols, so if you want to talk about the statues or what has been in play and hasn't been talked about, some people feel like they've been hoodwinked and bamboozled a bit. They have been lied to. History hasn't necessarily told the whole truth. If you want to talk about, the Christopher Columbus, historically, he didn't discover America. I don't know how you discover something that somebody else already lives on and in. And as history has noted, that he kind of oopsed. He was looking for somewhere else and oopsed into the islands of the Caribbean. So, there is a historical nuanced history that can be told about that. And that these
but that's true of everything and everybody, isn't it?
Not necessarily historical. They were erected. For other purposes other than a side of history. So I would say for me, that's not necessarily extreme. Now, for others, I can appreciate that some people feel like that's extreme, but that's not my particular perspective.
Okay, the part that's extreme to me is the sense of freewheeling political activism that says, we don't approve of that statue, therefore it's coming down tonight. To such an extent where politicians are turning and running and taking down statues, there's no due process. I wouldn't mind if there was a movement that said, I don't believe we should honor Christopher Columbus. Let's have hearings and meetings and discussions and see if we can get these things taken down. What we have is a mob mentality right now.
Well, those decisions the decision to take down those statues in almost every case here in Connecticut has come at the expense of those who are in power, those mayors and other officials that have done so, right? Here in Hartford, I can tell you, that was an act of the mayor.
Why did he do that, do you think?
So there was some political pressure done. I think that is as it goes, that when there is pressure brought on by individuals who care about a particular thing, then legislators and policymakers and those who are given charge to make those decisions do make them. Often those decisions are made out of the ire of the public. I think what is interesting about these decisions is that you're hearing about the protests. You're hearing about the conversation. And in fact, that pressure is in the public and maybe more transparent. I didn't go along, for example, with the building of Dunkin' Donut Park. Some people felt like it needed to happen. It did, in fact, happen, right?
There was due process. It wasn't a one-day process or a few days. It was over months and years.
But you get my point, right? That whoever and whatever who brought dissension, they got heard in particular context. Also, those who wanted it to happen, they brought theirs to bear. And, there wasn't the sense of we're having a conversation right now and it just happens. We've been having the conversation about what we honor and how we honor, for example, these statues and the political winds and wills of the community. This just hasn't happened in a vacuum. These conversations, again, have happened over time. That they are now coming down because there is some right present political pressure brought to bear. I'm not so bothered by that.
Okay, hold on one second. We're talking to Bishop John Selders. He is here with us every week sharing opinions that are different, and I cherish that ability to understand what people think who might not align with me or you, so that we can have a broader sense of what's going on in our community. I feel this is essential. So you made the comment earlier about how the history of certain people is not told fully. And it seems to me that if we go back in time, that anybody would look terrible. I don't think anybody would have any respect for John F. Kennedy if they knew how he treated women, for example. I don't think Martin Luther King would survive the kind of scrutiny that is being put on historical figures if the spotlight were turned on him. Should JFK statues be torn down? Should Martin Luther King statues be torn down? Should the schools be renamed and the streets renamed? What's your take on this, sir?
All of the above. If in fact there is reason to suspect that these who are, quote, our heroes have less than admirable qualities under the light of scrutiny, and we have somehow lifted them up in a certain way, I'm for the conversation fully to be had. In fact, I would say to you, I much more respect the whole story or a bit more of the story than the half-truths. I respect, in fact, that Martin King isn't a saint, isn't some kind of superhero, that he was a human being just like I am, with human foibles and inconsistencies. I am personally for that. I'm for an open conversation about how our heroes and sheroes, how they are valued.
I agree with you. I have no problem with statues of Martin Luther King honoring the great things he did. And that doesn't require, in my mind, that he be perfect or that we ignore what he may have done that we might not approve of. But the statue can stand for the good things. That's how I look at it. But this movement, the way it's making decisions right now, it seems to me, is actually looking at history and saying, if you behaved the way the majority of people behaved when you lived, like a founding father who we honor for the great contribution they made to creating this country, but owned slaves. What do we do with that? Do we cancel all those people out of our culture and say we can't honor their achievements anymore? Do we say to JFK,
we tell the truth of those stories. We tell the truth of those histories. And that if, in fact, now our values have shifted and changed, then, in fact, renaming those buildings, renaming those streets, doing something different with the statuary that honored them in a past time is appropriate. We don't stand for things when things change, they change. When the political winds change, the left wins some elections and the right wins some elections. That's the way our democratic republic operates.
Well, it does in parts. It's supposed to be a republic. No, but you use the word republic in there, and that suggests a disengagement from democracy in order to avoid this particular kind of activity where the mob rises up and says suddenly Christopher Columbus is no good or John F. Kennedy, whoever it is. We tear down these statues. We riot over these statues. We intimidate our politicians to take them down without due process because we're so appalled at them. That is only one extreme side of the conversation. That is not a reasoned and Republican form of government success. That's not even good democracy being practiced. That's mob mentality. If we are willing, I think as we should be, to say Martin Luther King is a complex human being, we can honor him for his achievements. I don't get why those achievements should ever not be worthy of being honored.
So I can appreciate how you are thinking. We're talking about, for example, statuary of Christopher Columbus in this context, or in some other context, the discussion that's gone on down in New Haven about the names of the colleges that were named after former slave owners. I think, you know, again, those conversations are being had not somehow in isolation. These are conversations that have been had over time. Some of the statuary down south, around some of the Confederate war heroes, also is a conversation that is not just being had in a vacuum, that's been a continued conversation. How the rebel flag has been placed in these state flags, and what folk have been wanting to do for a long time. I believe symbols. So I said all that to say I believe symbols are important. I'm a religious man, right? So symbols are important. They signal the direction. They give us information. They say to us what we should do. If we ignored traffic stop signals, right, then we would have chaos as far as traffic is concerned. They are important indicators. And I think this conversation about some of the statuary is an important indicator about now can we have some conversation that's more than just the statue, right, that values people's lives and how human what I'm calling human flourishing occurs within any society.
We're talking to Bishop John Selders from the United Church of Christ, Trinity College, Moral Monday CT. Just explain that a little further. We've got about 2 minutes left. What causes human flourishing?
Well, what causes human flourishing? Shouldn't we be in a conversation about that? Shouldn't we be in a conversation that says, that asks the question, should I feel in this day and time, should I feel like I live, for example, in an occupied neighborhood where the police can encounter me at any whim and I might find myself dead, for example? That's
no, absolutely not. Right? That is abhorrent.
So what I think we ought to be having is conversations, and I'm suggesting the conversations about a statue is the signal for some larger, broader conversations. And let's have
I think it's a signal of the energy, but it's avoiding having the larger conversation.
No, it isn't.
It's a distraction. Why?
I don't think it does when you stop at a traffic stop. Is that avoiding the conversation about traffic? No. It's and recognizing that we need these symbols, right? They help us understand what directions we should be going in. I would say bringing down that statue is not avoiding the real conversation. It is signaling the direction of the conversation.
Well, except the real conversation is not about statues and symbols. The real conversation is about what you said. Don't people have a right to have their own public servants not be killing them and then be protected by the power structure? And the tearing down of statues, in my mind, is deliberately focused on as a way to divert that energy so that the real political change doesn't take place. But when we talk next week, let's talk about how human beings flourish, okay?
All right, we can do that. I'm happy.
Good.
To do
Bishop John Selders, thank you, sir. I love talking to you. I appreciate your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.